Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Samach Vav, and we will begin on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. We begin now to learn Mishnayis and Gemara Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the subject of how someone could appoint a shliach to write and give a get to his wife. The halacha is that in order for such a appointment to really be effective, it has to be said properly. Said properly means that the husband uses the words kisvu v'tenu, write and deliver the get to my wife. However, as we will learn in the Mishnah and in the Gemara Simit Hashem, under certain circumstances where the husband is under pressure, under certain other circumstances, Chazal said that even if he didn't use the proper terminology, it is considered an effective minu shlichus. And therefore, says our Mishnah Rishayna Hayayimrim, originally Chazal taught us, Hayayetz Bekolor, if somebody's going out to be executed, explains Rashi. There are other Rishonim that explain, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be executed, Rachman Otzlan, but even if he's just going out to, because he's being sentenced because of a different situation, but he's being taken to jail, he is an individual, the Omar, and all he said was, kisvu gitlishti. He did not say, as we said a moment ago, the proper terminology of kisvu v'tnu. It is adequate. Hare elu, the people that he designated, yichtavu v'yitnu. Chazro oima. Then Chazal went on to say, afim mefarish v'yotz b'shiyoro, somebody goes out to sea, somebody goes to travel. Here we have a machloikus rishonim, what does this mean? Some rishonim say it's only in a situation where he's going to travel in a dangerous place, he's going by midbar, or a dangerous trip. That is the person who is considered under pressure, and therefore doesn't have to say kisu v'tnu. Other rishonim say that anybody going on a trip is considered under pressure and therefore doesn't have to say kisu v'tnu for his statement to be considered valid. Reb Kiva Eger goes on to say that certainly if a person is planning on going on a trip, but he isn't right now about to take the trip, he's going to be taking the trip only a while later, we can't assume that he's already under pressure and therefore doesn't have to say kisvu v'tnu. Continues the Mishnah to say, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, afa masukin. Even someone who's very sick is considered a person who doesn't have to say kisvu v'tnu. And here too we have a machlokes rishonim. Who falls under the category of a masukin that doesn't have to say kisvu v'tnu? There are some rishonim that say it's someone who's kofts olav choyli. He became sick suddenly. Others say that a masukin is considered, as we know, halacha is regarding bika choylim, that if somebody is ill for 3 days, the din is we have to go be mevaka choylim. And that's who is considered a sick individual regarding this also, that doesn't have to say kisvu v'tnu. There are other opinions that say that really anybody who's sick can't be expected to concentrate and say the proper terminology, and his saying kisvu alone would be adequate. The Mefarshim point out that even though some Sefer says this point, even though we said at the beginning of the shiur that if somebody that a yoitz v'koiler according to Rashi is only someone who was actually executed, it was going out to be executed, says the Chassam Sofer, that was, and we said that other Rishonim are more lenient, says the Chassam Sofer, that was only according to the original Gzeira, the original rule of Chazal, where they limited very strictly who doesn't have to say kisvu v'tnu. But as the Takanas Chazal broadened, as we continue learning our Mishnah, and include more and more people who don't have to say kisvu v'tnu, says the Chasam Sofer, then even Rashi, by the time we finish learning our Mishnah, will agree that even a person who is not being taken to jail to be executed, but he is being taken to jail for other reasons, if he says Kisvu alone, it's considered adequate. The Mefarshim ask, obviously, as we're explaining, this individual in our Mishnah is under pressure. And because he's under pressure, we can understand why he doesn't say what he's supposed to say properly. But still, ask the Mefarshim, if the halacha requires that kisvu v'tnu be said, how can we just rely on an umdana, on an assumption that he really meant to say kisvu v'tnu, but he wasn't able to say it? How can we rely on that? Answers the Achiezer of Chaim Moser and the Panovich Rav. It's not to say, they say, that the word kisvu doesn't really incorporate in it both give write and give the get. Just under normal circumstances, Chazal required that we shouldn't just rely on the statement of kisvu. Rather, we should say kisvu v'tnu. And here, because of these extenuating circumstances, Chazal said that we will rely on the word kisvu, which certainly includes kisvu v'tnu to be enough. Says the Gemara, Geneva yoytz b'koyle hava. Geneva was being taken out to in chains to be killed. Ki kanofet for Omar, as he was leaving, he said, hava abba mei zuzil rabavina. Give 400 zuz to rabavina, mechamer de napanya, from the wine that I have in their panya. Om Rav Zera, said Rav Zera, Dora Rav Avina l'silte, Rav Avina should carry his basket on his shoulders, v'ozul gabi Rav Huna Rabbe, and he should go to his Rebbe, Rav Huna, Dama Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, Gita k'matanosai, we treat a get just like we treat a matana. Ma matanosai, just like the halacha is that if a shchimera gives a gift, if Baruch Shemim Omad, if he recovers chayzer, he can retract from the gift that he gave. Af gitoy, so too, if somebody writes a get, or gives instructions that a get be given when he's under the different circumstances that we described in our Mishnah, if Omad, if Baruch Shem, these circumstances change, Chayzer, he can retract. And he goes further to say, Umagitoy, just like the get, Avgav Deloy Pirish, just like we learned in our Mishnah, Chazal were lenient. And they did not require that he said Kisvu V'tnu, even if he just used the word Kisvu alone. Kivin the Omer Kisvu, Avgav Deloy Omer T'nu, the halacha is that it's adequate. Af Matanosoy, so too regarding a gift. Kivin the Omer T'nu, as soon as he says the words T'nu, Afagav Deloy Karmenei, even though there was no Kenya made, and normally, as we know, the halacha requires for something to be considered a valid gift, a Kenya be made, here it will be considered satisfactory even without the Kenya. Ask the Rishonim, isn't this the din of Divrei Shchimera, that a Shchimera has the ability to give a gift without affecting a Kenyan? So what, asked the Rishonim, is Rav Huna coming to teach us? We know the halacha, the Divrei Shchimera Kiksurim Kamsurim Dami. Answer the Rishonim, that Rav Huna is coming to teach us that not only does the din of a Shchimera apply to a person who's actually a Shchimera, we know a Shchimera means someone who's very ill, but the din of Shchimera also applies to somebody who's Yoitz of a Koiler, somebody being going to execution, or somebody's going out to take a trip. And in fact, there is a Machlok Rishonim, how far to apply the halacha of Rav, how far to apply the halacha of Rav Huna. Do we say that the din of Shchimera apply to all the various situations that were enumerated in our Mishnah? That is the opinion of some Rishonim. Other Rishonim say that it only applies to the Yoitza B'Koiler and the Yoitza B'Sheyara. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Abba, if we're comparing the din of the get to the din of Shchimera. So we ought to say, Imatani Yeshna Lacha Misa, just like we know that halacha is, that a gift, the gift of a Shchimera, can be given even after the Shchimera passes away, Afget Yeshna Lacha Misa, so too the get should be valid even after the person passed away. And so tomorrow you can't compare the two situations. Hocha Hashta. It's possible to give a get after someone passes away, and therefore the get, the divrei shchimera, can be effective even achamisa. El get l'achamisa meika, can a get be given after misa, and therefore we can't compare it all the way. Says the Gemara, what did Rab Abba mean to ask? Says the Gemara, Rab Abba hochik kashla. What Rab Abba meant to ask is like this. Isn't this a situation of matana shchimera mitzvah hava? The locha, the divrei shchimera, kiksuvim k'mesurim dami, that the gift of the shchimera is considered completely valid, is only said when the shchimera gave away all of his property, all of what he owns. But if he didn't give away everything he owns, then it doesn't have the din of a matana shchimera. Here, Geneva only gave away 400 zuz of wine. Isn't that? So why is this considered a matana shchimera? Because we know that a matana shchimera b'miktsas, that if the shchimera did not give everything away, then the regular halacha of bayi kinyan, of a kinyan being required, remains. Ask the Gemara. If that's the question Rav Abba is asking to Rav Huna, does the Gemara suggest b'chlal the Rav Huna sova loy bayi kinyan? Would the Gemara even think that Rav Huna doesn't require a kinyan by divrei shchimera? For Kaimla, we know that Rav Huna by kinyan requires a kinyan if the shchimera isn't giving everything away. Says the Gemara, Shani Hocha. This is a different situation. Absolutely, says the Gemara. When a shchimera, if we're relying on the concept of divrei shchimera kiksuvim k'masurim dami, the halacha is only if he's giving away everything can we rely on it. If he's not giving everything away, we can't rely on that concept. But here we have a situation of mitzava machmas misahu, that it's clearly that the person is concerned that he's about to die, and he's therefore giving instructions how his estate should be disposed of. Under such circumstances, the halacha is, even if he's not giving everything away, still a kinyan is not required. And that's Rav Huna's opinion. Ask the Gemara, Mechlal de Rav Abba Sova, Mitzava Mach Mismisa Bayi Kinyan. Does that mean to suggest that Rav Huna holds, that the Rav Abba would hold, that even somebody who is a Mitzava Mach Mismisa requires a Kinyan? How can we suggest that? Ask the Gemara. V'kaimala, we know the halach is that everybody agrees that a Mitzava Mach Mismisa Loi Bayi Kinyan. Says the Gemara, the challenge Rab Abba asked was a different challenge. El Rab Abba, hachik kashla. This was Rab Abba's question. Chamra loy kamra. He didn't say wine. Geneva did not say to Ravina, you're entitled to wine. Furthermore, the mei chamra loy kamar. He didn't say the proceeds that my yorshim will get for selling the wine. Rather, mei chamra kamar. He said the word mechamra, which Rav Abba is suggesting is a meaningless statement. What does mechamra mean? Ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara assume that if he would have used the word the mechamra, the proceeds of the wine that my yarshim sold, it would be effective? But the yarshim had not yet sold the wine. So isn't this a situation of a dovish labal oilam? So the Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos gives that this is like a situation of deka l'peirosof, that even though we can't sell fruit that doesn't yet exist, but if the tree does exist and we say deka l'peirosof, then it is, even according to the sheet that it holds, a davish labal oilam cannot be the subject of a kinyan, this would be acceptable. Here, since the wine already existed, it's considered like deka l'peirosof. Or Tosfos says that the Gemara is referring to a situation where the wine was sold and the Gemara is referring to the proceeds. Vidach, Rav Huna, how does he explain this wording that Geneva used of Mei Chamra? So he says what he meant to say with the word Mei Chamra was K'deli Yapis as Koichai, to strengthen Rav Avinah's position. As Rashi explains, if he would have said that Rav Avinah is entitled to wine, then if the wine would get ruined, or some of the wine would get ruined, the Yarshim could possibly say that the wine our father meant to give you was the wine that got ruined. Machlokes Rishonim, what does that mean? Some Rishonim say that if 400 zuz of wine got ruined, even though there's other wine which did not get ruined, the Yarshim could say that the wine that you were entitled to is the wine that got ruined. That's how some Rishonim explain. Other Rishonim explain that it doesn't mean that all of that Rav Avinah would lose all the wine. He would lose a portion of the wine proportional to the amount of wine that got lost. Furthermore, if he said the Mei Chamra, if he said the value of the wine, that would also weaken Rav Avinah's position. Because let's say they sold some of the wine and lost some of the proceeds, they too again could say, you know, the money that was lost was the money you were entitled to. Therefore, says the Gemara, Geneva specifically used the word Mei Chamra, which includes both the wine and the proceeds in a statement, to show how strong of an obligation they have to give Rav Avinah these proceeds. And says the Gemara, Shoch Matam, in fact, they sent from Yisrael Mei Chamra, that when somebody uses the words Mechamra, why does he use these words? K'deli Yapis as Koichais, to strengthen the position of Rav Avinah, of the person that's supposed to receive it. Continues the Mishnah in discussing, again, a case of where the person giving the get did not use the words Kisuv Tnu and still satisfactory. Says the Mishnah, Mishayim Mushlach Lubar, if somebody was thrown into a pit, Vamar, and he says, Kol Hashmeya Gedoy, whoever hears my voice, Yichtav Get Lishta, should write a get for my wife, is Daloch Hare Eilu Yichtav Vayitnu, even though he didn't use the words, even though he didn't use the words Kisuv Tnu, it's still considered a satisfactory Minui Shlichus. The Rishonim do point out that how do we know who this person is? So either it's referring to a situation where we saw the person fall in, and that's why we know who it is. Or the Mefarshim explain, it's referring to a situation where the person indicates his name. He says, I, this and this person, who I'm in the spar, I'm giving instruction that my wife should receive a get. The Mefarshim ask, why are we not concerned that during the time from when the instruction was given that he should write the get, perhaps the person died or the person became insane, that we know that once a person, Rahman Salon, is a shaita, he's not qualified to give a get to his wife. Why are we not concerned for that? So the Sefer Gerush Yerachim answers that since when he gave the instructions, we saw he was of sane mind and healthy, we can rely on that chazaka going further. The Mashag, based on this Mishnah, paskind, this goes back quite a while, paskind that from here we see that Minu Shlichus does not require that the husband personally appoint the Shlichim to write and give the get, but even if he gives him such instructions over the telephone, it would also be considered a satisfactory Minu Shlichus, just like in our Gemara, where he's not actually personally appointing the Shlichim. Ask the Gemara, why do we rely on what we hear? Why are we not concerned? V'leichesh Shem Shedhu. Maybe the voice that's coming out of the pit is a shade. And I saw very interesting, the Shor Metzion Ba'alocha quotes the Sefer Orachaim HaKadosh. When were the Shadim created? So he says the Shadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shadim right before Shabbos during the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis. He started creating people or beings, and he didn't have the opportunity to complete the creation, and they were left as shadim. Asked Arachayim, is that possible to be said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he started something and he couldn't finish? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, starting and finishing is all the same. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us a very important lesson. That as Shabbos approaches, as this man approaches, sometimes we're in the middle of doing something and it's difficult to stop. Yet the halach is, it's Shabbos and we have to stop. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that he was, so to speak, busy doing something, but he stopped because it's Shabbos. So again, ask the Gemara, why are we not concerned, Shem Sheru, that the voice is coming from a shade? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kshura Lo Demus Adam. He sees that the person giving this instruction has the form of a human being. Ask the Gemara, Inu Nami Idmu Ye Idmu. They too have the form of human beings. Says the Gemara, the Chazla Babua, that he saw a shadow of this figure, and the Gemara at this point assumes that Shadim don't make a shadow. Ask the Gemara, in Inanami Yistu Babua, Shadim also make a shadow. Answers the Gemara, the Chazla Babua the Babua, he saw a double shadow. When the sun is low in the morning or in the evening, it causes objects to have two shadows. A darker one, which is closer to the object, and a lighter one, which is further from the object. That a shade doesn't have the ability to do. Ask the Gemara, V'daman inu nami islahu, maybe shadim can also give off this double shadow. Answers the Gemara, Amar Chanina l'umdani yonason b'ni, babua islahu, they have one shadow, however babua the babua islahu, a double shadow they don't have. Says the Yismach Moshe, with this we could understand a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that when Hagar ran away from the home of Avram and Sarah, and Yishmael got ill, and the Malach comes to give Hagar the news, don't be concerned. So the pasuk says that Hagar said, Hagam haloim re'isi achrei roi. And the Yismach Moshe points out, what does the pasuk mean when Hagar said, Re'isi achri roi, a double re'iyah? Answered the Yismach Moshe, Hagar was concerned that perhaps this message that was being given to her was being given to her by a shed, who his message shouldn't be taken seriously. So that's why the Hagar said, Hagam haloim re'isi achri roi, I saw a double shadow. And our Gemara just taught us that a double shadow, a shed, doesn't make. It must have been that I'm hearing this message from a malach, and therefore it's a very true message. Ask the Gemara, but why are we not concerned? The mitzarihi, that maybe the one that's giving this message is a tzara, and she's looking to cause trouble for her co-wife. And as the Rishash points out, the Gemara's question isn't specifically regarding a tzara, but the Gemara's question is regarding anyone who hates this woman and would want to cause her damage by, so to speak, causing that a false get be given to her. Answers the Gemara, of course the concern is a real concern. However, Tana Deberi Bishmol, B'shas Sakana, now we're dealing with a situation of in danger. The person in the pit may die and his wife will be left to fall to Yibum or a different situation. The Rishmal just taught us that B'shas HaSakana were more lenient. How far does that leniency go? Some Rishonim suggest that we don't, again, B'shas HaSakana, we don't have to worry about Shadim. However, other Rishonim say that even though we're being somewhat lenient B'shas HaSakana, that doesn't take away the concern of a shed. Continues the Mishnah. Habari, however, the healthy man says, Shama Kisra Get Lishti, he says, write a get for my wife. There we said, Ratzel Sachikba, we say that really all he's doing is trying to taunt her. Asks of Kiva Ega, if we're referring to a person who is healthy, so of course, as we said at the beginning of our shiur today, the din is that a person who's healthy has to say, Kisra V'tnu. So why does our Mishnah have to answer that? Because we're saying that he really was only looking to tease her. The Mishnah should have said, because the halach is that anyone who's healthy has to say kisu v'tnu. Answers the Rishash. What the Mishnah is teaching us is as follows. Let's say the person who was Baruch Hashem fine only said the word kisfu. And then we see that right after he says it, he goes for a trip. The subject that we learned in the first Mishnah of our shiur today. So shouldn't that be an indication that he used the word kisfu because he's under pressure, because he's about to take a trip? And therefore, it should be considered a proper minu shlichus. Teaches us the Mishnah that if the person's a healthy person and he didn't tell us that he's going on a trip, then he has to say kisu v'tanu. And if he didn't say kisu v'tanu, even though it turns out later that we see that he went on a trip, it's not satisfactory. We say that when he said kisu, all he was really meant was to tease his wife. Says the Mishnah, Ma'aseh bari echad shomar. There was a situation where a healthy person said kisu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife, v'olu l'rosh agag v'nof of a mace, and then he went and committed suicide. Aron Shimon Gamliel, im me'atzma nofal, if we know clearly that he committed suicide, so we see that when he said this, he was obviously under the pressure that he's about to commit suicide, and therefore even though he didn't say kiss for t'nu, the halacha is a razor get. However, if he didn't commit suicide, im meruach dachasai, he was just thrown off by the wind, there the halach is that it's enoy get, that it's not considered a good get. So Rishonim asked the obvious question. We know, we spoke about it earlier in our shiur today, that a get la'acha misa, a get after someone passed away, is not a valid get. So what's the issue if he meant it or he didn't mean it? He's dead, and a dead person can't give a get. So I saw two explanations of the Rishonim. One answer in the Rishonim is that we're referring to a situation where the person didn't die immediately. So now we can rely on his statement to give, on his instruction to give the get. Another explanation that I saw in the Rishonim is that the person gave these instructions. And then the Sofer and the Eidim went and wrote and gave a get. So under normal circumstances, the get would not be a good get. Here, however, since we see that he did commit suicide, that shows us retroactively that the instructions were considered a valid way of giving instructions, and the get would be a valid get. So our Mishnah spoke about two situations. One situation is where we know clearly that he committed suicide, and another situation is where we know clearly that he didn't commit suicide, the wind blew him down. But what would be the halacha discussed through Rishonim? Well, we don't know. He fell off the roof, and we don't know if it was because he committed suicide or it's because he just was blown off the roof. So the Rashba says, if he fell off immediately, that's a pretty clear proof. It's too circumstantial. It's a pretty clear proof that he committed suicide. If ever he fell off the roof later, there we have a concern. How do we define what immediately means, according to the Rashba? So the Pesukim say, immediately means the amount of time that it takes to write a get. However, the Rambam has a different approach. And the Rambam says that as long as he fell off the roof, even if it didn't happen immediately, there's just too much circumstantial evidence pointing that this was the person's intent, and therefore the halacha would be that under all circumstances the get would be a good get. Ask the Gemara, if we learn the Mishnah's simple pshat, my solicitor, the Mishnah is difficult to understand. First, the Mishnah tells us that if a healthy person just says kisfu, it's not adequate instructions. And then the Mishnah teaches us a din where somebody just said kisfu and it is considered adequate instructions. Answers the Gemara, chsuri mechzvachtan. Im haichich seifel tchilosan. If we ultimately see that the man was under pressure, even though when we heard him saying kisfu, we thought that we were dealing with a perfectly healthy man, then hareza get. And the Mishnah brings such a story. Umaisa nami, Babarisha Makisvu, where there was a healthy person who said Kisvu, Getla Ishti, Vala Rasha Gag Vinafal Mes, Vamra Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said, Im Atma Nafal, if he committed suicide, it's a clear indication that I raise a get, only Maruach Tokasoi, if the wind pushed him down, it's an get. Says the Gemara, who gathered all the Knishta? There was a person that came into the shul. Ashkik Makri Nuka, he found a teacher of young children, Ubrei, and this teacher's son, the Yasvi, the Yosef Inishachrina Gabayu, and there was another person sitting with them. Amalhu, Beitreminaihu, I'm appointing two of you, Nicht of Gitlad Visa, should write a get for my wife, and Lesoif Shachar of Mikri Yenuka. And then the teacher passed away. And so the only two people were left was the third individual and the son of the teacher. And the Gemara's question now is, can the get be delivered? Do we say, Mi Mashvi Inish Barosh Licha V'Makam Abba, that the intent was that either of the two people, either the Rebbe or his son, can be a Shliach. So if the Rebbe is no longer available, unfortunately passed away, the son could do it aloy. Rav Nachman Amar, did the person, did the husband at all intend that the son should act as a Shliach? Rav Nachman Amar, loy mashvi inish bro Shliach v'makom abba. A person didn't intend to appoint the son in the place of the father. Rav Papa Amar, mashvi inish bro Shliach v'makom abba, he intended either of them to be a Shliach. Amar Rava, and Rava says, Hilch, so the halach is, mashvi inish bro Shliach v'makom abba, such a person can be appointed as a Shliach. The question that the Achroinim ask is, what is the din? Al Gemara referred to a case where the father passed away. And the question of the Gemara is, did this person intend that the son could be a Shliach? Doesn't mean that he only intended that the son should be a Shliach if the father passes away. But if the father, Baruch Hashem, remains alive, he never meant that the son could be a Shliach. Or does he mean that the son could be a Shliach even if the father is alive? It's the subject of a Machloikas Achrayim. Another issue that's raised based on this Gemara comes up quite often. We know if we come to a wedding, we need Edim, and many people who are attending the wedding are relatives of the Chas and Kala, and therefore are not qualified to be Edim. So only the Edim who are appointed can serve as Edim. The question is, when we appoint those Edei Kedushim, do they have to be appointed? Does the person, the Masada Kedushin, who's appointing them, have to appoint them to the exclusion of everyone else? Many Masada Kedushin, many Rabbanim are very careful, and others aren't. And they want to bring a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara, this person, the husband, appointed the father and the son. The father and the son cannot be shlichim together. Obviously, if both of them are Baruch Hashem alive, he meant to appoint one to the exclusion of the other. Yet, our Gemara clearly teaches us that that's not what he did. Because had he done that, had he appointed one and specifically excluded the other one, then there would be no question in the Gemara who can be the Shliach and who can't be the Shliach. So from here we see that this explicit exclusion is not required. The Paiskim, who do require explicit exclusion, what will they do with the Raya from our Gemara? They say we can't compare our case, which we're discussing Shlichim, to the case of Edom. Continues the Mishnah. Om L'shnayim. If somebody said to two people, Tnu Git L'shti, give a get to my wife. O L'shloisha, we said to three people, Kisu Get V'tunu L'shti, write a get and give it to my wife. Is the halacha? They have to actually be the ones to write and deliver the get. When he said it to two people, so two people can't act as a bezdin. So even though he didn't say kisvu v'tnu, it's obvious that he meant that these two people should be the ones to write the get. When he said to three people, so three people can be a bezdin, but if since he said to this Bezdin, both the words Kisru v'tenu, it's obvious that by telling them explicitly to write the get, that he meant that they should actually themselves write and deliver the get and not give over the job of writing the get to someone else. However, if he only said Amal Shloisha Tanu Get Lishti, then Allah is Hare Elo Yoimra Lachel V'yichtavu. Then they could tell others to write and sign and deliver the get, because obviously what he was just doing here was Asim Bezdin, he was just appointing them a Bezdin to coordinate the get that he wants to give his wife. Divrei Rameh, this is the opinion of Rameh. V'zu Halacha Hel Rav Chanina Ish Einu Beis Asura. This was Halacha that Rav Chanina brought from prison. Rav Akiva, we know, was in prison. Rav Chanina went to the prison to learn by Rav Akiva, and he came back with this din. Mekubalani ba'ayim l'shloisha tenu get l'ishti shi'ayim l'achayrim. He could tell other people v'yichtavu m'nishe osam bezdin. He turned them into a bezdin. Ham Rav Yosi n'mina l'shliach. We said to the messenger, af anu mekubalim. We also have a kabbalah. Shafilo amar l'bezdin agolish b'shlayim. Even if somebody was speaking to the Bezdin HaGadol B'Shlayim, and he said to him only, and he said to that Bezdin only the words "Tnu Get LeIshti," the halach is sheyilmedu v'yichtavu v'yitnu. Bezdin, even though they don't have the ability, they don't know how to be cipherim, in order to carry out this person's instructions, they have to actually write the get and give it themselves. Continues the Mishnah. Amar l'Sara. If somebody said to 10 people, Kisru Tnu Get Lishtu, write and give a get to my wife, the halach is, Echad Kaisev, one should write the get, Vishnaim Chaisem, and two should sign it. However, if he said the words, Kulchem Ksuvu, Echad Kaisev, Vikulam Chaisem, Lefik, one has to sign, one has to write the get, and all of them have to sign, Lefikach, Emeis Echemehem, if one of them dies, Hareza Get Bottle, the get is nullified. Says the Gemara, Amr b'Yimri ba'Aba, Shol Chalei b'Meir Rav l'Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Amr l'Shnayim, if somebody said to two people, Kisru Tnu Get Lishti, write and give a get to my wife, V'Amr l'Soifer, and these two people went and instructed a Soifer to write the get, V'Chsoim Ohein, and they just signed the get, Mahu, what will be the Locha? Shol Chalehu, so Shmuel responded, Teitzei, that if the woman got remarried based on this get, she should leave her second husband. However, Vadovet Tzarech Talmud, we still need to study this situation. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Maya Vadovet Tzarech Talmud, what does he mean when he says it still requires study? Ilai Mishum Dehavalei Mili. If it means because the husband's instruction to write a get were merely words. And the Gemara is assuming, and the Gemara has a Shaila, what is Shmuel's opinion? Mili im Mimser l'Shliach, if somebody just gave over words to a Shliach, could that Shliach give those instructions over further? Eloi Mimser l'Shliach, or the Shliach does not have the ability to do that. Ask the Gemara, how could the Gemara have a Shaila? What is Shmuel's opinion regarding that din? Ha'am Shmuel Amar Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Yosi, the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, Domin Mila Lemimsur Shliach, that everybody agrees that a Shliach who was just given instructions, Milim, cannot give that over to someone else. And says the Gemara, what Shmuel meant was a different question. El Shmuel Hocha coming by Loi. Shmuel's question was as follows. What did the instruction mean? Hai Kisu Iksav Yodin. Did he mean to tell these people, I want you to sign the get? But he didn't mean that I need you to actually write the text of the get? Or did this person mean ksava get? I want you to write the actual text of the get. Ask the Gemara, Matif Shlemi Masnisen. Why can we answer this question from what we just learned in our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah, Om Lushnaim Tanu Get Lishti. If somebody told two people, write a get from my wife, or in the case, we said Lushloisha, kiss for get, but Tanu Lishti, Dalach is, so we see that if somebody says such words to Shliach, he means that the Shliach should not just sign the get, but that the Shliach should actually write the get. And says the Gemara, he gufa kamen boilei. That is exactly the question. How to understand what our Mishnah is teaching us? Does our Mishnah mean to say, Kisru ksav yodinhu? that all he means is that I want you specifically to sign the get, like sava get to all I mean, do I mean you just to sign, or do I mean that you should actually write the get? Ask the Gemara, Pshita, isn't it obvious that what he means is ksava getu, that he means the actual writing of the get? Because the Tani Sefer, we continue learning in our Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi taught us, Neminu l'shliach, we told that shliach, af onu mikabolim, we have a Kabbalah, shafila omel bezna agolish v'shlayim, somebody told the bezna agolish v'shlayim, tenu get l'ishti, shiyilmedu v'yichtavu v'yitnu lo. The bezna has to learn how to write to be able to give the get. So explains the Gemara. If we say when somebody says kisru, he means to be telling these people, I want you to actually write the text of the get. So Shapa, we can understand the Mishnah. Because the Bezdin, as great of Talmidei Chachamim as they may be, aren't necessarily ciphering, and aren't necessarily able to write a get. And that's why he had to give them instructions. That's why here they have to go, because to fulfill these instructions, actually go to learn how to write a get. Eli Amrit Ksav Yodinu, if we're saying that all he meant was just we want you to sign the get, ask the Gemara, Mi'ika Beidina, is there a Bezdin, the Loyadi Machtim Chasim Shidayu, that don't know how to sign the names, that for that we need a Bezdin, says that we need to train them? Says the Gemara, yes. In Ika Beidin Charata, sometimes we have a newly appointed Bezdin that not only don't have the ability to write a get, but don't even know how to sign the names, and that's what the Mishnah perhaps means, that Bezdin has to go to learn how to sign the names in order to be able to fulfill the instructions. Continues the Gemara. Visfil on the Haik Suva, Ksav Yodin Hu. It was saying that all he meant was that you should sign her kosav get, but regarding the actual text of the get, kosher, the shtei could give over that instruction to someone else to write the get. Ask the Gemara, but then we just learned v'amr Shmuel amr Rebbe halach k'Rabbi Yosi d'amr mili le'mimsur l'shliach, that one shliach cannot pass along to another shliach the instructions he got. So how could we allow the shliach who was told to write the get to give over those instructions to someone else? Amri, so they answered, Israel and the Ksuva Ksav Yodnu. If we're going to explain our Mishnah that all they were instructed to do was that they themselves have to sign the get, but they don't have to actually write the get, as far as the writing of the get is concerned, Ksava get Nasa Kaima Imru. It's like he explicitly told these shlichim, tell the cipher, tell someone else to write the get. And Moed Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara is suggesting that even though Rabbi Yossi holds the mili l'mimsur l'shliach, but Emir Imrim, when the shliach was explicitly told that you should instruct someone else to do something, there even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the shliach has the ability to do so. I saw a very interesting shaila that was posed to Reb Chaim Berlin. The Prima Gadim also discusses this question. What would be the halacha if someone instructed a shliach, a cipher, to write a get, but he gave the instructions on Shabbos? Since we know on Shabbos, obviously, one can't write a get. Can the get be acceptable if it's written under those circumstances? So both the Prima Gadim and Reb Chaim Berlin say that the get would be a kosher get. And the explanation is because the din would be, of course this is not something that should be done, but let's say a get was written on Shabbos and it was signed on Shabbos and was done halachically proper, even though it certainly should not be done that way, it would be a valid get. Therefore it's not considered a chisaron, a deficiency in the appointment of the cipher and the shlichim, and the get is a good get. Another explanation why this appointment is considered a valid appointment, says the Prima Gadim, because Shabbos by definition will end. So a minui shlichus that will become a valid minui shlichus in a couple of hours, even though right now it shouldn't be done that way, is considered a valid minui shlichus.